Have you printed out the free coloring sheet for this lesson? You can download and print it at the link in our show notes. And you can access full lesson activity guides, bonus videos, nature devotions, and our themed Bible and nature scavenger hunts in the Nat Theo Club. When you join, you receive new resources every week and access to all our back content. Dive deeper into God's creation and the Bible in the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in our show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Have you ever seen a creature that looked as though it was praying? Maybe a dog begging for a treat and putting its front paws up in the air in front of itself? Or maybe it was a bird bowing or tucking its head while sleeping. But what about an insect that looks like it folds its hands in prayer? Today, we are discovering God's amazing designs in the praying mantis. Here is our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to discover, what is a praying mantis? And is the praying mantis really praying? How does a praying mantis hunt? And along with that, do female praying mantises actually eat their mates? And finally, how does creation worship God? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who made this lesson possible, including the Flourish Family Bible Curriculum by Treehouse Schoolhouse. Are you looking for a simple way to bring the Bible into your everyday life? The Flourish Family Bible Curriculum is here to help. Flourish is a beautiful open-and-go resource that helps your family explore God's Word together through meaningful scripture readings, worshiping through hymns, hands-on activities and art and nature study, and family discussions that nurture faith. Each week focuses on a virtue and shows kids how to live out that virtue in real life and grow in Christ-likeness. Visit treehouseschoolhouse.com/flourish or the link in our show notes to get a free week and use the coupon code NATTHEO10 for 10% off. This lesson is also made possible by CTC Math. CTC Math is flexible to fit your child's unique learning style. We have certainly seen this in our home as our kids have grown in math skills and confidence through CTC Math, and all at their own pace and in a way that complements how God designed them to learn. Lessons are engaging and to the point, making math effective. So I know my kids are always learning, growing, and making the most of their math time. Join over 217,000 students, including my own, who are gaining confidence in math with CTC Math. Try it free at ctcmath.com or at the link in our show notes. It's time for our trivia question. What does the word mantis mean? A, leaf. B, insect. C, prophet or seer. Or D, hunter. Again, what does the word mantis mean? A, leaf. B, insect. C, prophet or seer. Or D, hunter. Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And Nat Theo Club members, make sure after this lesson to click over to the bonus video, where you will learn about praying mantises watching a 3D movie for scientific research. You can access that bonus video at the link in the show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. Listeners, if you would like access to our weekly bonus videos, lesson activity guides, nature devotions, and summer Bible and nature scavenger hunts, you can access all of that and all of our library of content in the Nat Theo Club. Join at the link in our show notes. If you have ever seen a praying mantis while out exploring, or a picture of one in a book, you have probably noticed how strange they look. Praying mantis have long bodies with long legs and antennae, and they have interesting triangle-shaped heads with large eyes. The praying mantis is an insect, and it belongs to a category of insects called Mantodea. Mantodea is an order, like a category of insects that have long bodies, long folded front legs, and triangular heads. They are known for their unique and efficient hunting strategies. The Mantodea order includes around 2,400 different types of insects sharing these features. So, Mantodea is a large order or collection of these types of insects. If we zoom in closer, there is a smaller category at the genus level called mantis. Most of us are probably more familiar with the word mantis than Mantodea. Let me give you an example of what this is like. Let's pretend one of my sons is playing a team sport, maybe soccer, and a teammate might call over and say, "Hey, Linum, I'm passing you the ball." They might call my son Linum because that is his last name. He belongs to the Linum family. Later, when the team is grabbing water and snacks, that teammate might say, "Hey, Zeke, great job getting the ball." Now they are calling him more specifically by his first name. He is in the Linum family, and more specifically, he is Zeke. The Mantodea order is kind of like a last name for these insects that share these common features of a long body with long folded front legs and a triangular head with large eyes. But let's zoom in a little closer to meet a specific type of insect in the Mantodea order. This is more like looking at the insect's first name or its species, which is the Mantis religiosa. Does that word religiosa remind you of another word you might be familiar with? Religiosa sounds like religious or religion. Scientific names for creatures are in the Latin language, and the Latin word religiosa means religious. Mantis religiosa is a specific species of insect in the Mantodea order. It's the one we often think of when we are thinking about the praying mantis. It has religious or religion in its name because of its folded front legs in a way that kind of makes it look like it's folding its hands in prayer. So this species is named for its posture of prayer. However, when someone talks about a praying mantis, they are often referring to any insect with folded front legs in the Mantodea order, so it's not a very specific term. But is the praying mantis actually praying?
Nope.
Yes?
I wonder.
Although these interesting creatures are nicknamed for their front folded legs that look like they are praying, the praying mantis does not actually pray. Have you ever wondered why people fold their hands while praying? Folding our hands helps us to stay still and focused. When our hands are not busy, it's easier for our hearts and minds to focus on God. It's like saying, "I'm here. I'm listening. I want to talk with you and hear from you." People also fold their hands because it shows respect and that we are trusting God. Folding our hands is one small way to show that prayer is special and that we care about the conversations we are having with God. But is this why the praying mantis folds its hands? To pray? No. In a few minutes, we will discover how the praying mantis and all creatures do worship God. However, the praying mantis folds its front legs for a very different reason: to hunt. Praying mantises are excellent hunters. They are known to capture and eat prey much larger than themselves, including sometimes mice, frogs, and even hummingbirds. Now, this of course can be sad to think about, but it's how the praying mantis gets the nutrients it needs to live. So how does the praying mantis hunt so well? Part of their strategy is in those front folded legs. Even though it might look like the praying mantis has arms, especially in the way it holds them up and folds them like it's praying, they are actually special legs, not arms. Scientists call them raptorial forelegs. Now, that is a big term, but it means front legs or forelegs that are built for grabbing. Raptorial comes from a word that means to grab or snatch. These front legs have sharp spines, and the mantis uses them like built-in insect-catching tools. It can even reach out super fast and grab insects for lunch. So while it's okay to say arms when you're just talking about them, in science, we would call them raptorial legs or front legs. The praying mantis is an ambush predator. An ambush predator is a creature that stays very still and waits quietly and patiently for its prey to come close. And then it quickly jumps out to catch it, like a surprise attack. Other creatures that use ambush hunting are the anglerfish, tigers and leopards, alligators, and the assassin bug. So what is the praying mantis's ambush hunting method? First, it is designed to camouflage or blend in with its surroundings. Their colors often blend in with what is around them, and some even have neat body shapes that look like branches or leaves. With this camouflage, mantises can go unnoticed by prey that it is trying to catch and eat. Second, for an insect, it is rather patient. It will camp out or stay put, waiting for prey to come nearby for it to snatch. Third, the praying mantis has excellent vision. One thing people quickly notice about the praying mantis is how strange its eyes look. They have large compound eyes. That means each eye is made up of thousands of tiny lenses, kind of like a puzzle made of a lot of different pieces. These special eyes help the mantis see things all around it, like a super wide view. It can spot tiny movements and know exactly where prey is, even from far away. And here is something extra cool. The mantis has a black dot that always seems like it is staring right at you, no matter where you stand. This is called a pseudopupil. I think this is one of the most fascinating things about the praying mantis, because it makes the mantis look like it is watching you. But this is all an optical illusion. The pseudopupil only looks like a true pupil looking back at you. It's really just a dark spot in the eye caused by how light reflects off all those tiny lenses inside the compound eye. So their large special compound eye with all of its tiny lenses, along with their ability to turn their head very far in each direction, allows the praying mantis to have a very wide view. They can almost see behind themselves. Those two large compound eyes are not the only eyes that praying mantises have. They have three smaller simple eyes in between the larger compound eyes. These smaller, simpler eyes are called ocelli. Ocelli are tiny, simple eyes on the top of the praying mantis and some other insects' heads that help them sense light and dark. So this means that a praying mantis has five eyes, and two of those eyes are filled with thousands of tiny lenses to help them sense movement. So the praying mantis can blend in with surroundings, remain very still while waiting for prey, and see movements of prey from very far away. But then what? This is when the praying mantis's strike power comes into play. The praying mantis uses those special raptorial forelegs or folded front legs, which are covered in spines, to launch at and catch prey. This strike takes less than a second, which means the prey, such as a cricket or a bee, has very little time to realize it is being attacked or to get away. So with camouflage, stillness, incredible eyes, and impressive strike power, the praying mantis is a very good ambush predator. Earlier, I mentioned that the praying mantis is so good at hunting that some of them can even catch mice, frogs, and hummingbirds. But those are not their main diet. Praying mantises mainly eat other insects, and sometimes that includes other praying mantises. This brings up a great question from one of our listeners.
Hi, I'm Ty. I am 8 years old. I want to know why girl praying mantises eat their husbands.
That is a great question, Ty. Why do girl praying mantises eat their husbands? Female praying mantises have been known to eat male praying mantises during or after they mate. Now, this sounds like crazy behavior, but we should keep a few things in mind. First, this does not happen all of the time or in every species of mantis. It is much more common in captivity, like with praying mantises kept as pets, than it is in the wild. A mantis eating its mate is not very common. Second, the female and male praying mantises are not actually married. They don't experience love like we do as humans. They are focused on mating and laying eggs for the next generation of praying mantises. They don't make vows or promises like we do in marriage, because a praying mantis's version of "till death do us part" might be a little strange and short-lived if one of them eats the other. Third, because the praying mantis is focused on producing more of its own kind, this behavior makes a little more sense. The female needs lots of nutrients and energy to lay good eggs, and she is looking for that energy in her food. The male praying mantis is a close by and available source of energy. So yes, in some cases, she will eat him to get the extra boost of energy she needs to lay her eggs. I know this is strange. Sometimes things in nature are simply weird. It's important to remember that because of sin's curse, this world is broken. God's good creation doesn't always operate or work in the way that he first designed it to. So when a female praying mantis is hungry and needs an extra boost of energy to lay all of her eggs, she might take advantage of the male. Although males are aware of this behavior and they are very careful in how they approach and leave the female as to avoid being captured and eaten by her. Earlier, we learned that a praying mantis, despite its nickname and its folded front legs, is not actually praying. Creatures, including the praying mantis, do not have a relationship with God like we can have. This is because they do not have an everlasting soul. God made us humans very different from creatures. He made us in his own image. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created human beings in his image. In the image of God, he created them. He created them male and female." God created us with a soul that lasts forever, and we can have a special relationship with God, knowing him, worshiping him, and praying to him. Although creatures do not interact with God the same way or have a relationship with him like we can have, they do still worship him. How do you think they do that? Creatures worship God as they reflect his beauty, wonder, and wisdom. Think of it like a beautiful painting in an art museum. That painting cannot talk about the artist that painted it, and it can't thank the artist for painting it. However, when people look at and admire that painting, they appreciate the artist and their skill. The same is true as we learn about God's wild and wonderful world. As we see the incredible designs in nature, including the fascinating eyes of the praying mantis, we appreciate God's art. It should bring our thoughts to God and cause our hearts to worship him. I want to share with you a passage from the Bible that I really love. It is Job 12:7 to 10. Are you ready to listen carefully? As you listen, I want you to picture everything that's happening. If you are in a safe spot to close your eyes, close them, and try to picture these words. Job 12:7 to 10 says, "But ask the animals, and they will teach you. Or ask the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Or let the fish of the sea tell you. Every one of these knows that the hand of the Lord has done this. The life of every creature and the breath of all people are in God's hand." Can you picture animals teaching or birds or fish talking? Of course, many animals can make noises and birds sing beautiful songs, but creatures don't teach in the same way that a teacher might in a classroom. However, listener, listen closely. As I study God's creatures that showcase how smart and creative and wise God is, I learn so much about my Creator. Listen to Psalm 96:11 to 12. "Let the skies rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea and everything in it shout. Let the fields and everything in them rejoice. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy." Do the skies actually rejoice, cheering like we might cheer at the end of a fireworks show? Or does the sea actually shout? Do the fields and the trees cheer and sing? No, but this is like the passage we read above in Job. All of creation worships God by reflecting His beauty, like in a mirror. This psalm poetically points to how God is over nature. He is in charge, and all of nature brings Him glory. Creation worships God by showcasing His art and designs, which should always cause us to stand in wonder, awe, and worship. It's time now to answer a question from one of our listeners. Here is today's question.
Hello, my name is David. I'm 6 years old. I live in Washington, and I want to know how turtles survive in the winter.
That is a great question, David. How do turtles survive in the winter? Turtles are reptiles, which means they cannot make their own body heat like people do. So when it gets cold in the winter, turtles need to find a safe place to hunker down and stay warm. Water turtles dig into the soft mud at the bottom of lakes or streams. Land turtles dig into the dirt or leaves. The mud, leaves, and even the ice on top help keep them warm, kind of like a blanket. During this time, turtles go into a deep rest called brumation. It's kind of like hibernation. They don't move much, and they don't eat food. They can stay this way for many months. Can you imagine not eating for many months? While resting, turtles don't need to breathe very often. Some turtles can even get oxygen through their tail area. This is called cloacal breathing, and it helps them stay underwater without needing to come up for air. Thanks for your great question, David. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And NatTheo Club members, make sure after this lesson to click over to the bonus video to learn about praying mantises watching a 3D movie to help with scientific research. You can find the link to that bonus video in our show notes or in your NatTheo Club dashboard. It's time to answer our trivia question. What does the word mantis mean? A, leaf, B, insect, C, prophet or seer, or D, hunter. The word mantis comes from the Greek language, and it means prophet or seer. People long ago thought that the praying mantis looked wise or spiritual because of the way it folds its front legs, as if it is praying or deep in thought. Of course, now we know that the praying mantis does not actually pray, and it's not a prophet. Instead, it is a fascinating insect that worships God by displaying God's incredible designs. Now it's your turn to explore. Go find a camouflaged insect. take a walk around your neighborhood or in a natural area, and look closely at the grass or leaves and stems and branches. See if you can spot an insect that blends in with its surroundings. You might even spot a praying mantis. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on the praying mantis, please take a moment to send it to a friend and subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all alone.